my God, dude. Oh, my name is Chris Johnson, and I want to tell you something that might not be popular, but it's true. And I'm doing this for you because I want you to know that it's okay. I want you to know that this is allowed. I want you to know that you shouldn't feel shame for this. This isn't a corny masturbation joke. I do have plenty of those, but we're going to put them on the shelf for now. What I really want you to know is that it's okay to hate your family. It's all right. Please, trust me on this. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You can hate your family. You can hate your mom. You can hate your dad. You can hate your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncles, your grandmas, your cousins. You can fucking hate all of them. You can hate any of them or all of them. You can hate any number of them. It doesn't matter. You can hate these people. You shouldn't feel like you have to love them or have to care about them or have to spend any time with them just because they came out of a certain vagina. You know what I mean? People with family are so fucking weird. They're like, well, it's your sister. How could you treat her like that? She's my sister. Like, who gives a shit? The fuck? It doesn't matter. Well, that's your father. Oh, dude, like he's my, yeah, I get it. He's my dad, but I'm sorry. He's a douche. He's a fucking douche. There, I said it. I hate my dad. And everybody gives me shit about that. And I don't even think it's a big fucking deal. I haven't talked to my dad. What year is this? 2016? Fuck. I haven't talked to my dad since like 2009. I'm going fucking 7 years strong here. It's like being sober. Like if an alcoholic or a drug addict goes to fucking rehab and they get sober, they're like, baby, I'm good for 8 years now, baby. I'm good for 8 years. I haven't touched the stuff. And everybody's like, oh, congratulations. But if you say like, I haven't talked to my asshole father in 8 years, everybody's like, oh my God, that's your dad. How could you do that? I'll tell you how I can do it. God damn it. He's a fuck. He's a piece of shit. So I don't fucking talk to him. I tell you what, I hated him for years because he's a fucker. And when I finally made the decision, like, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm a fucking grown ass man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to fucking talk to him anymore. Best decision I ever made. Best fucking decision I ever made. I don't have to fucking worry about seeing him anymore. I don't have to worry about awkward conversations. I don't have to worry about his racist, homophobic bullshit. I don't have to worry about any of it. I'm fucking free from it. You see what I'm saying? You can free yourself from people you don't like. If you don't like the guy down the street, if you don't like your fucking coworker, what do? You avoid him, right? Because he's a dick. You can do that with your family. I'm telling you, it will change your fucking life. Go ahead. Tell your mom to fuck off. Go ahead. Say fuck you to your mom. I've done it. I still talk to my mom, but I've done that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, if the opportunity arises and the need arises, actually, it's not the opportunity. You have the opportunity anytime you see the person. But if the need arises, I would do it again. You can hear the smile on my face as I tell you that. I would do it again. If I came face to face with my father, you can tell him to fuck off. You'll feel good. I'm telling you. You'll feel good about yourself. Don't listen to those other people. Namely, everybody. Because nobody else is going to tell you this. Nobody else has the balls right now that Chris Johnson has to tell you. And yes, I did refer to myself in the third person. That's right. But nobody else has the balls to tell you that it's okay. You know, I don't know why people are so obsessed with family. Maybe it's because I don't really give a shit about mine. Sorry, fellas. You know, we hang out. I see you guys at Thanksgiving and certain birthdays, you know. You know, I send you cards. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm all right. You guys know what it's like. It's not personal. Maybe it is, but no, it's not, really. I just don't give much of a shit. That's all. But when you say, hey, it's your nephew's birthday, then I'll come over. When you say, hey, we're having Christmas dinner, okay, I'll come over. I'll be there. But is it, I mean, people think it's like a big deal that we're not like super close. Who gives a shit, man? Who cares? If people suck, people suck. And I'm not saying my sisters suck. I'm not close with them. It's just a fact. It's the fact of the matter. But if people suck, like my dad sucks, if he sucks, my aunt who lives out of state sucks, if these people suck, why do you keep them in your life? Why cause yourself that stress? Assholes are assholes, regardless of whether they're related by blood or not. And you can think somebody's an asshole, regardless of whether they're related by blood or not. You have somebody like that in your family. Please, please tell them to fuck off. Please stop talking to them. I beg you. If you do it, I'll be proud of you. Think about me while you're doing it. When you tell that aunt that nobody likes to go fuck herself, think about me. When you look at your little piss aunt nephew who's knocking shit all over the place and you say, would you cut that shit out? You're a little fucking nerd. Think about me when you do that. I'll be there for you. Your family might hate you. I'll be there for you. You might have to tweet me, though. I won't literally be there. But if you tweet me, maybe I can get there. You know what I mean? At Johnson Hates You. And if you follow the podcast, well, following's not going to help me get to you. But, you know, you'll have me in your pocket or in your phone or some shit like that. You can follow it on Podbean or iTunes or fucking. Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Maybe you and I will have Thanksgiving together next year when your family disowns you for taking my advice.